Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to my God. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I glorify his holy name this morning with you. I want to thank everybody for joining me this morning on Blog Talk Radio that's here waking up with me. I want to thank everybody and let everybody know that if we don't finish the show, as always, on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to hear it in its entirety on Zeno FM. Now, to everybody that woke up, it's another day, and God is already in the blessing business. How do I know? Because we woke up this morning. Ha-ha! We woke up this morning. We got another chance to come before the Lord, our God, and give him all the glory and honor deserving of him. Oh, man, I tell you, this is day to day to day to day to day. Every day is a good day because God woke us up again. It's a good day because God gave us another chance. It's a good day that God came through for us again. I tell you, people wonder, they say to themselves, you know, how can you be happy all the time? I'm happy every time I open my eyes because last night somebody didn't open their eyes. I'm happy because I wake up and I got the activity of my limbs. Somebody ain't wake up with the activity of limbs. I can see out my eyes. Somebody can't see out their eyes. God is a good God. He's worthy of all the praise and honor. I'll tell you, I know God is happy too. Because you woke up this morning and first thing on your mind was giving him the glory. First thing on your mind was giving him some praise. First thing on your mind was him and not yourself. Was him, the holy God, the mighty God, El Shaddai, Elohim, oh, Emmanuel. Today. My God. He's a wonderful God, I tell you. When I just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, wow. Our God. He's starting already. I ain't got nothing to do with this. He's starting already. Oh, I'm glad to have you up this morning with me. I'm glad to see that you had God on your mind when you woke up this morning. I'm so happy about it. I tell you, I get joy every time I hear his name, I tell you. So, I'm your host, AJC, and I'm going to see you into the day. Today. Yesterday I woke up, and I woke up at a good time. You know, your body has a clock of its own, and you wake up according to that clock. And the awesome thing about it is when it's on point, it's on point. Now, I want to wake up 5 minutes before it's time to go to work, but God always wake me up earlier, so he'll let me know, listen, I'll woke you up, get your stuff together, go on over there and make it happen. And I say, God, you made it happen already by waking me up out of that slumber. You know, today I want to talk to somebody from something that God gave me just this morning. I was like, wow, he gave it to me just this morning. I'm a little bit apprehensive about it because a lot of times God tells me things and it's so close to home that I can't finish it. I can't give it all to you the way he wants me to give it to you because it breaks me down. See, I don't know about you, but when I speak to you from what God tells me, I'm speaking from my heart. And a lot of things that I speak about are things that I've gone through or are going through in my life right now. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I say, because God has us together to build one another's faith. God has us working together to help one another and keep us strong in the faith. So today we're going to talk a little bit about faith. I hope it's okay that we talk just a little bit about faith, because out there, anyway, let's talk about faith. Before I get started, I want to say a short prayer today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in a mighty way that they may change, renewed, and revived in the name of Jesus. Today, God said, let's talk about faith. Let's talk about faith. Faith, a very influential and smart man said one time, and this is a quote from Ravi Zacharias. He said, I do not believe that one can earnestly seek and find the priceless treasure of God's call without a devout prayer life. That is where God speaks. The purpose of prayer and of God's call in your life. Your life is not to make you number one in the world's eyes, but to make him number one in your life. We must be willing to be outshone while shining for God. He also said, Jesus shed no one's blood but his own, so that death would have no sting for us if we would trust what he's done. See, a lot of people don't understand it or realize the significance of God giving his life for you on Calvary. See, today I want to tell somebody, don't let your faith falter. Don't let your faith falter. See, I know it's hard to have faith in today's society when you're surrounded by death, desolation, destruction, and disease. Crime, confusion, uncertainty, and sin wage a war in your life every day. It's hard to have a positive outlook when everything you see is crumbling around you. It's hard to pray for others when you're hurting inside. I understand it's hard for you to love on somebody else's children when you don't even know your own. It's hard for you to help somebody else's wife when your wife, you don't even know who she is. But see, those of us that have been forged in the fire, my God, those of us that have heard the cry, those of us that have felt the pain of rejection, stand before you right now and know the love of God. See, what you got to understand today is you can't falter in your faith. You can't falter in your faith because it's too close now. Things are coming together now. Things are working on your behalf. You can't falter in your faith. Oh, see, the question is, what is faith? What is faith? Well, Hebrews, 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ah, my God. Can I say that again? It's the substance of things hope for. The evidence of things not seen. Don't let your faith falter. See, faith is deeper than your hands. Faith is deeper than your sight. Faith is deeper than your circumstances. Faith is deeper than your need. Faith is a belief in a higher deity. That there's someone greater than you. People see you shining, but they don't know that you're shining because of who's in you, not who you are. Oh, my God. See, you got to understand that the shine and the glow in your life right now didn't come from you. It came from God in you. See, a lot of you wonder, why do I always give the glory to God? Because I know it's not by my might. It's not by my will. It's not by what I did. I am not that person. God has changed me. My God, my God. See, he came into my life, and he realized that I was broken. He realized I was confused. I was conflicted. See, I was abandoned. Oh, my God. See, I was lost. And he looked at me one day, and he said, I can use you. Oh, yeah, you with the alcohol bottle in your hand. I can use you. You with that crack stem in your hand. Yeah, I can use you. You with the needle in your arm. I can use you. God said it. See, a lot of times we fail to realize that God can use anybody. He used a donkey. Ah, my God. To get his point across. He'll send down an angel and make you wrestle all night long just to get your blessing. God said, don't let your faith falter. Now you wonder why my faith doesn't falter. Well, I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes I get weak. Sometimes I get weary. Sometimes I get lost and I cry all by myself. But God... Ooh, God, what you got to understand right now is that your faith is your foothold to your future. Ah, God, your faith is a foothold to your future. See, you may think that it's you or something to that effect, but it's your faith. You know, Rabbi Zacharias said that our prayer is the time we speak to God. It's the time we release to God. It's the time we talk to God. And that's true. But we all lay our stuff, our things, our promises on our gifts. See, we have the gift of prophecy. We have the gift to exalt. We have the gift to teach. We have these gifts, and we think these gifts are what give us what we have. But these gifts have nothing to do with our faith. See, the woman with the issue of blood, she was healed by her faith, not by her need, even though her need fueled her faith, but she had a need inside her heart to get a hold to God to clean her. And the faith in God that he could do it. See, you don't have to see it to know it can happen. Don't let your faith falter. See, today's society, with all that's going on, with all that's happening, with all the people and things that are taking place right now, I mean, COVID came through like a mighty rushing wind and just wiped out thousands and thousands of us without any warning. One day we were here, the next day we were living over here, and it's like, wow, I can't see you. I can't be with you. I can't spend time with you, because if I do, it might cost me my life. and our whole normal society was turned upside down. AIDS came through. People were so unsure of what was going on that they didn't even want to touch one another. Everyone was running out to get tested. AIDS, and it's still not gone. And they put on a back border because something worse came along, or they think it's worse. It sure has claimed more lives. But we stand here today. We stand here today realizing that faith is our strength. Knowing that faith in God is our power. Knowing that faith keeps us up early in the morning. Faith brings us before one another early in the morning. Faith carries us off the work. Faith brings us home at night. Faith carries us to the next level. Oh, God. Faith. See, now, what I want you to understand is the Bible makes it clear. Corinthians says, so now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. See, what I need to say to you today is that these three work in unison. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. See, you got to have faith to believe, which gives you hope, so you can love. See, I believe that God is going to send me the woman of my dreams. So I when I find them, I'm going to love them like nobody's business. See, I got faith to believe that I'm going to find the man of my dreams. And you got to know that's true so that when he comes into your life, when God brings your Boaz, when God walks him through with you, and he looks like Samson, when God brings him through, you know that that's your man. But you understand something about faith. See, faith prepares us as it builds our hope. See, it prepares us. See, you don't want to get a husband and you're not ready to be a wife. Oh, come on now, somebody today. Come on now, come on. You don't want to get a wife and not be ready to be a husband. See, if you're still running around sowing your wild oats, you aren't ready to be a husband. If you ain't prepared a place for her to live, you ain't ready to be a husband. If you haven't secured some things financially for your future, you ain't ready to be a husband. Stop jumping in them beds and build your faith. See, a lot of times we fail to understand that the Bible says that we should, if we find a righteous wife, we find a good thing. Oh, God. See, a lot of people fail to understand it. It says a righteous wife. It doesn't just say a wife. It says a righteous wife because she's humble, strong, full of faith. My God, my God. You got to understand, faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. My God, you got to know that God, you may can't see him. You may can't touch him. But you can feel him all in your bones. You can hear his voice in your ear. And when you cry out, you know it's God. See, today I need somebody to know that you might be struggling with some things. Things might not be moving the way you thought they would move. It may not be your time. But stay strong in the fight. Don't get weary in well-doing. For your faith shall make you whole. Your faith shall bring you through. Your faith shall deliver you from the hands of the enemy. You got to know that faith is a strong thing. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, it says, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. My God, my God. Bible talks to us, it says to us, faith without works is love. I mean, is nothing. Faith without works is dead. Your faith fuels everything else. But your love tempers it. Don't let your faith falter. 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 It's hard. I know it feels like you got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Everybody asking you for answers. Everybody looking at you for relief. Everybody asking you for money and everything else just to keep themselves going. And you wondering to yourself, how is it? You think I have so much? That's because they don't know that God is supplying all your needs. They don't know that God is worried about everything about you. They don't know that God is doing it and not you. See, that's when you take that opportunity. That's your opportunity to open your mouth and say, guess what? I don't have all the money you think I have. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have what I have. Let me give you something that you need. Let me give you a gift that's going to keep giving back to you. Come with me and let's walk this road. Come with me. And let's build our faith. Come with me. And let me show you how to love correctly. Come with me to the crown of grace. So that God can pour his glory on your life. See, you got to know today that God is. See, the Bible tells us, but be watchful and stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong. You've been going through some things. You had some darts shot in you. You had some knives stabbed in your back. You've been lied on, abused. But God said, it's not over yet. If you have faith, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, if you just stand and believe that he can do all things except fail, if you can stand and believe that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, if you can stand and believe that God will set you free, stand on your faith. Don't let your faith falter today. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. See, a lot of us think that faith is in our wallet, or faith is in what we can or can't do, or faith is in how tough we really are. But the Bible tells us, but your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but it rests in the power of God. See, there's a covenant we walk into when we take God's hand. The covenant is I and him and I. Whew. See, you don't understand the significance of I and him and I. Because everything I do, every place I go, he's with me. Every battle I fight, he's right there with me. I'm never alone any longer. When I lay down in my bed, God's laying right beside me. When I'm driving down the highway, he's right in the other seat with me. I'm never alone any longer. God is there. See, you got to understand that once you walk into the faith, once you walk into the belief, once you take a bite of the Kool-Aid, once you get that cornbread up in you, God can fill that void. God can lift your spirit. God can give you that strength that you need to carry on. Today I want to tell somebody, don't let your faith falter. It's all right to cry. It's all right to make mistakes. It's all right to even walk down the wrong path at times. But you got to understand that for everyone who has been born of God, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. See, our faith, see, you have to be reborn in this thing. You have to be renewed in this thing. You have to be revived in this thing. Once you come back in this thing, once you die to yourself and be born again to God, and I don't mean just in words, I mean in spirit and truth. You have to die to this flesh. You have to die to this nasty, stinking flesh and be born in righteousness. Be born in love. Be born in faith. God, Aka, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah, oh, Jehovah, Jehovah, Shalom. God, God, God. See, we talk about it a lot. But in your hearts, we have to honor Christ, the Lord, as being holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks. You, for a reason, for the hope that is in you. Speak with gentleness and respect, knowing that your faith has made you whole. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you today, God, as humble as we know how, Jesus. Lord, just as we are broken in pieces, tears rolling down our eyes, backs hurting from pain, knees from walking, we come to you today, just as we are, God, asking you to strengthen us in our faith, asking you, God, to lift us out of fear, asking you, God, to hold us as we stumble through life, asking you, God, to make our crooked road straight, asking you, God, to stand by our side as the enemy comes against us, as the world lays up on us, as our family is under attack, as our businesses are being beaten down. Oh, God, stand with us, God. Come with us, God, as we walk this battle. For your word says, for us to fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of witnesses. You believe God, but help us. You have faith in God, not in you, and faith in God of what he can do. I can't build a business, but God can. I can't build a ministry, but God can. I can't heal your body, but God can. I can't prophesy over your life, but God can. Don't put your faith in man, because they'll leave you. Don't put your faith in man, because they will walk away from you. Don't put your faith in man, because they just men. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in God, knowing that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Knowing that he's your refuge. Knowing that he's the lover of your soul. Today, I need you to know not to let your faith fall. That you're too close now. That you fought a good fight. You ran a good race. But you're too close now. Your blessing is right around the corner. You're too close now. Your kid's about to be saved. You're too close now. Your husband is about to come over to your side. You're too close now. You've cried too long. You've given too much. You've bled everything you can bleed. You're too close now. You can't give up. Don't let your faith falter. Don't let your faith falter. Don't let your faith falter. See, what you got to understand today is I'm sorry for waiting for that quietness. I know that God needs you to hear that thunder in him. God needs you to hear power in him. God needs you to know that he is the great I am, that he is the God that never fails. He is the God that delivers us from all things. He is the God that refuses to let us go. So today I got to tell you, don't let your faith falter. Don't let your faith falter. See, God gave us faith for a reason. So that we know that it's him and not us. That it's him taking us from place to place, not us. It's him that got us out of that a hole in the ground. It's him that put wheels on this so we can drive. It's him that gave us a job when everybody else was moving theirs. It's him that stood behind us when everybody was pushing us away. It's him that opened up our eyes when everybody had closed their eyes on us. It's God that did it. We didn't do it ourselves. God did it for us. He said, it's okay, son. I know you made mistakes. I know you had problems. I know you've lied at times. But I see your tears, and I see you crying out for me, God. God is a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a wonderful God, and he'll do it for you. Now, the problem is us. See, the problem is